Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes, in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more Greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Hello and welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
This is Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
And I'm Al Canalo, also of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
Before we start with this week's topic, we do have two shout-outs we want to give. The first is to Angelo17, who gave us a beautiful review in iTunes. iTunes reviews help us in the podcast charts. The higher we go, the more people we can reach. So please do consider giving us an iTunes review. And if you want to give 5 stars, even better. The second shout out is to an entire country, Al. An entire country. And that lucky country.
Luxembourg.
No.
Switzerland.
It's not Switzerland either.
Bigger?
It's much bigger. It's the country of Australia.
That's much bigger.
Much, much bigger. And in fact, it is on the other side of the world from us. If we were to fly there, it would take us a day.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty far. But through the magic of podcasting, we have been able to reach them. This week, we topped our category on the Australian charts at number 2.
Number 2?
Number 2 of all the podcasts in our category, which in Australia, we are under the category government and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
We came in the week that we're recording this particular episode at number 2. That's amazing. We know there are many people in Australia who are passionate about greyhounds, and we are thrilled that you're listening and to connect with you. All right, Al.
On with the show.
We don't want to keep the Australians waiting. Or anyone else. So, greyhounds have been on this earth for thousands of years. In fact, close to 3,000 years ago, Greek mythology included greyhounds and named constellations after them.
Yeah, so I guess we could talk about Orion, Canis Major, and Canis Minor. And this is an interesting story. All right. There's a man named Hyrius. He was, by all accounts, a great guy, a very kind, a hard worker. He
just like you, Al. Go ahead.
Anyway. So he worked so hard, in fact, he didn't have time to have a wife or children of his own.
Well, that's not like you.
No.
Because I do believe you are married and you have children.
Yes.
Okay.
So one day in ancient Greece, he said out loud, but to himself, there's no sense of feeling sorry for myself. I'll do the best I can for other people and their children. But what he doesn't know is that the god Zeus, the supreme god of the Olympians, and the head honcho, if you will, is eavesdropping, as gods are prone to do.
Zeus feels sorry for Hyrius, so his son Hermes suggests that he help the man. The next day, Hyrius is going for a stroll, and what does he see further down the road but a bolt of...
lightning?
Lightning. What else would be a bolt? But the thing is, Al, the sky is clear. So where's this lightning coming from? Well, as he gets closer to where the lightning struck, he comes across two men. They're dressed in ragged clothes, and they're discussing where they should stay for the night. Overhearing them, and true to his kind nature, Hyrieus offers them beds in his home. Nice guy.
That night, the three men are eating dinner and drinking, and quite a lot.
Oh, boy.
One of the strangers asks Hyrieus this: if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? So to that he replies, all he's ever really wanted is a son. Now here's where things get a little weird. So the stranger gets up from the table, and his rags magically fall off, and he's wearing a long white robe. And if that's not enough, the robe is glowing.
Hyrieus is dumbfounded. The glowing stranger now says,
sacrifice a bull and bring us the hide.
Well, Hyrieus deduces that he's had a little too much to drink, but he decides in his drunken stupor to go out and kill one of his bulls. So that's what he does. He goes outside, kills a bull, skins it. And once he's done, he brings the hide inside and drops it at the stranger's feet. It's about to get weirder because the next thing to happen, and this is rude, not to mention gross, both strangers pee on the hide.
Then they tell him to bury the hide in his garden. They began laughing and poof, they disappear.
Huh.
So Hyrieus then decides that he's come this far, you might as well bury the hide. And 9 months later, wouldn't you know it, a newborn baby boy lay on the side where the hide was buried.
Now, lest anyone think we're making up this myth, because it does sound like something corny that maybe a 5-year-old would make up. But no, this is an actual Greek myth. Hyrieus is overjoyed when he finds the baby. He picks up the infant and decides right then and there what he's going to name him. Urion. Not Orion. Urion. Why? Hyrieus says to the baby,
you are urinated on from your beginning, so I would call you Urion.
Whoa. Luckily, Hyrieus's neighbors convinced him that this name was a tad bit in bad taste. So he renames the baby Orion. So Orion grows up to become an expert hunter and farmer. So what does all of this have to do with greyhounds?
Since Orion was such an expert hunter, he had two hunting dogs, greyhounds of course, named Canis Minor and Canis Major. And you'll need to bear with me to hear more about them. I'm not going to go through all the full story of Orion's life, but if you're interested, here's a link. There's a link in the description of the podcast. There's a murder, giant rabbits, and a few other shenanigans going on.
What else would we expect from Greek mythology? I will add, some people actually argue that Canis Minor was not a greyhound. Just some kind of hound dog, like, nondescript breed, but there is the camp that argues that Canis Minor is also a greyhound like Canis Major. So let's fast forward to the end of Orion's story.
So one day, Artemis, the goddess also known as Mother Earth, calls Orion's name. She seemed to have come out of nowhere. She's gorgeous. She tells Orion this: I think I love you. By the way, Artemis is also Zeus's daughter. Remember him from the beginning of the story? He's the god of gods.
So Orion decides, He loves her too. So much, in fact, that he exclaims something horrible. I'm so happy I could kill every beast on Earth. He didn't mean it. It was just an expression of sorts. But Artemis thought he was serious.
No.
Yeah. Here's where it goes bad. The thing is, every beast on Earth belongs to Artemis. Like Al said, she's Mother Earth in addition to being the goddess of wild animals.
So what's the mother to do? She plots Orion's murder in order to protect her children, of course. But she's not gonna do it herself. Then she gets the hitman of sorts, a scorpion. She's a busy woman after all.
Well, she is.
And because in addition to being Mother Earth, goddess of wild animals, fertility, Did we mention she's also the goddess of the moon? One of her jobs is to carry the moon across the sky at night. So while she's out doing this chore at night, I suppose she needed an alibi. The scorpion follows Artemis' orders and stings Orion on the foot, and he dies instantly.
Oh boy. Well, Artemis' second thoughts and goes crying to her dad, asking him to do something. So Zeus scoops up Orion's dead body and places it in the sky so his daughter could see him every night. To go the extra mile, Zeus made Orion's stars the brightest. Zeus seems to draw some angst when someone is lonely, so he also placed Canis Major and Canis Minor with Orion. He also placed the scorpion in the sky next to Orion as a reminder that no one is too big or too powerful not to be felled by another. In other words, no one's too big to fall. Artemis, however, is worried that the scorpion would again hurt Orion, so Zeus rearranges stars so that when the scorpion rises in the east, Orion sets. In other words, they're never seen in the sky at the same time. As a Scorpio myself, I cannot be happier with this arrangement. After that kill every beast crack, I don't care much for Orion.
So let's get to the constellations. And after this episode, click on the link in the description of this episode to see images of them too. Orion is a very prominent constellation, can be seen from all over the world. In the Northern Hemisphere, it can be seen from late fall and early spring. There are three stars that make up Orion's belt, and if you follow the imaginary line down the belt, you'll see the brightest star in the sky, Sirius. And Sirius is considered to be the dog star. And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you'll need to follow the line up to see Sirius. More on Sirius in a moment.
Canis Minor is a small constellation and, of course, is in the shape of a greyhound. It's in the Northern Celestial Hemisphere. Curiously enough, it doesn't border Canis Major. Orion's other greyhound, Canis Major, is also a constellation. You can see him, or rather the constellation, in the southern hemisphere's summer sky. The name translates from the Latin for greater dog, in contrast to Orion's greyhound, Canis Minor, which translates to lesser dog. The Milky Way, the galaxy, not the candy bar. Remember, chocolate is toxic to dogs. I need a cymbal clash for these jokes, Al. Or a sigh. The health of my self-esteem. The Milky Way passes right through Canis Major. One of the stars in the Canis Major constellation is called Epsilon Canis Majoris. It's the second brightest star of the constellation and the brightest source of extreme ultraviolet radiation in the night sky. Just a little trivia. Canis Major is usually portrayed rearing his hind legs and about to pounce on something, possibly Lepus, the hare, which is located near Orion's feet.
And we did mention Sirius, and we've heard the term dog days of summer. This is a period of 40 days in many countries, including the United States. It's July 3rd through August 11th. In other parts of the world, the dates are different, like in Finland, where it's July 22nd to August 22nd. That's not 40 days. At sunrise, the dog star Sirius rises. In ancient Egypt, Sirius would appear before the annual flooding of the Nile. So they used this star as an indicator for the flood. Since the rising also happened during periods of extreme heat, connection with hot weather has also been made.
There's always room for more greyhounds, even in the sky. So I'll tell you about two greyhounds in Orion's sky. They are Canis Venetici. They're part of the Otis, which is either hunter or herdsman, depending on who's translating. It's a summer constellation, and it's even mentioned in Homer's Odyssey. When Odysseus sailed his ship by the stars, he used Otis to guide him, along with the bear constellation. There are two greyhounds running side by side on leashes held by the Otis. They're named Asterion, which means starry, and Kara, which means dear one. They pursue the Great Bear constellation. To find these greyhounds, look beneath the curving tail of the Great Bear. The two brightest stars of the Canis Venetici are the heads of the greyhounds. The next time you're under the night sky, think of Canis Minor, Canis Major, Asterion, and Kahara. And see if you can find Adfectius Canis. That's Latin for dog treat.
Did you make that one up?
I did. I made that one up. But it really is Latin for dog treat. If you look long and hard enough at the stars, I bet you'll find it. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey never turns a greyhound away. We will take dogs, for instance, with broken legs or other medical conditions, both short-term and chronic. We also pay to have the greyhounds vetted, spayed, and neutered either before or after they arrive at our group. Between July 3rd and August 11th, when you make a donation of $50 or more, you'll get a special and prominent call out on our website and social media accounts. Go to gfnj.org and click on the donate button. Be sure to indicate that your donation is for the Dog Days of Summer All-Star Campaign. And remember that the Dog Days of Summer are July 3rd to August 11th. Thanks for listening. This is Jacqueline Howard, and I'll be back next week to deliver another episode of the About Greyhounds podcast.